Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the week of Misericordia Domini, Wednesday. Our scripture reading comes from the book of Psalm, chapter 85. Lord, you were favorable to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people. You covered all their sin. You withdrew all your wrath. You turned from your hot anger. Restore us again, O God of our salvation, and put away your indignation toward us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations? Will you not revive us again that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your steadfast love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Let me hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people, to his saints, but let them not turn back to folly. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Steadfast love and faithfulness meet. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs up from the ground, and righteousness looks down from the sky. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him and make his footsteps a way. Our scripture lesson comes from Psalm chapter 103, verse 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. In preaching Christ, it should be made quite clear that Christ rejects no one, no matter how weak he may be, but readily accepts everyone. He comforts and strengthens his sheep like the good shepherd that he always is. If Christ is proclaimed in this way, as he really is, the hearts of men will incline to him of their own accord. There will be no need to use compulsion or force in bringing men to Christ. The gospel coaxes men and makes them willing so that they get real pleasure and satisfaction in serving Christ. A confident attitude also results from all this. Men begin to love Christ so that they gladly do all that he wants them to do. Confident obedience supplements all force and compulsion. When we come under compulsion, we render obedience only with ill will and reluctance. God does not want this. It is all wasted effort. When I begin to realize that the Lord is dealing with me in such a friendly manner, he takes hold of my heart so that I render him ready obedience. Pleasure and real joy of heart follow. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are always ready to pardon and forgive us our sins rather than bring us to the judgment we so richly deserve. All this you have made very clear to us in salvation, which your own Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, accomplished for us. Amen. Purchase your copy of the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man at ambassadorpublications.org. You are invited to the Summer Institute of Theology, August 7th through 11th, at the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Join pastors and laypeople from around the country for training in apologetics, congregational leadership, systematic theology, and studies in the Psalms. Find the full list of electives and registration info at flbc.edu/sit.